and Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. We're going to turn things over a little bit to the mayor because you have another commitment that you have to get to.
Exactly. Well, today's also the mayor and county elected officials do a national day of service, and this is done nationally. So that's where I'm heading off to Fort Riley, where recognizing the Cookie Brigade, which makes all these cookies for all of our soldiers and sends them overseas as well as locally. So we're going to recognize them, and I'll be there till about 11. But it's also the month of the military child. So that's something we're going to be doing most of this month. And several proclamations, Mental Wellness Week. I think there's even an International Week coming up and all of this. But I also want to say tonight on the consent agenda, there's several items. And our city manager, Ron Fear, his contract will be changing, and he is going to be getting a raise, about 3.5%. 1.5% being for the COLA, cost of living adjustment, and the 2% for the salary adjustment. And, you know, I think to take care of our city and the commissioners, it was unanimous when the five of us were discussing it. It's difficult to manage such a large city with the budget we have and having all the partnerships representing us everywhere, and also with our department heads. If you ever noticed any one of our department heads, they're pretty inundated, and they don't have a large staff for all the work that they have to do, but it seems pretty effortless because they're working so hard. So we don't have major setbacks in anything we're doing. We take it for granted how smooth everything goes in the city, but definitely it doesn't happen by itself. So we felt that it was worth investing back in our city manager. So hopefully everybody else agrees with that in our community. But either way, that's on the consent agenda. I just want to make sure the public is aware of it.
Very good. Lots of proclamations, as you said. I guess you ran through some of those, or you mentioned them briefly. Mental Wellness Week.
And I just want to get through. Oh, here we go. Okay, so I told you about the National Service Recognition Day, Champion Civility Week. So for this one, this is a process where David Proctor and Donna Hamlin, they usually discuss at K-State, they do lots of sessions, even off campus, about how to have a civil discourse. And so we're going to recognize that, and it's okay to disagree. But there's also a respectful way to disagree. And I think on the commission, we do that fairly well.
Tim Schaefer, I noticed his name on there. He helped us out during the election quite a bit. He was here with us election night.
They do a lot of mediating. They do lots of groupthink on this. And the Fair Housing Month, I think on April 18th, we have a session for everybody. Everyone in the community is invited to come and discuss what does the new rental registration plan look like? What are the obligations for a landlord or for a tenant? What is the fine print look like? Who do you contact if you need something? So I think it's important for our public to know about this and to recognize it, and also to take advantage of it. This is something that the city does on a daily basis, but oftentimes we don't recognize it. And I also want to say this week, the city provides a service where they're going to be going throughout the town and collecting everybody's fall waste that's been out there, debris, whatever it might be. This is a service that's provided to everybody in our community until April 7th. So I know it's been raining quite a bit, and maybe you haven't had a chance to go out there and get all the twigs and brush all of that stuff up. But if you have any moment at all, go ahead and do that, and you know our crew will take care of it. So this is done annually, and I think in the spring and fall. So hopefully everybody has clean yards by the time we're done.
Well, before we go to a break and say goodbye to you, any other items that you're wanting to talk about? As I said, I know there's a final item on the agenda. Anything else at all you want to highlight, Mayor, while you're here?
I think that's about it. I think, you know, there's definitely a lot going on. And the last item on the agenda is the Blue Township system that we're going to be discussing. Again, that's going to be a pretty big discussion, mainly because there's a sewer extension improvements that we're discussing, and how to incorporate that into our city infrastructure, and what does that look like as far as inspections, and who's responsible for what and for how long. And some of us are not as familiar with it. You know, anytime you have commissions change all the time, you want to get re-familiar with some of the things that have been in place. So just getting educated about the entire Blue Township and what kind of a relationship we have with them. They are looking at getting more codes in. They are looking at becoming more uniform in a way they do it. So I look forward to that conversation with all of our commissioners. commissioners and anybody that would like to come for public comment.
You want to mention anything briefly about that supplemental agreement?
This goes back to 2007. We reached an agreement. The Blue Township, Western Pottawatomie County, was facing whether or not they were going to have to build their own wastewater treatment facility or whether they could hook into the city's regional wastewater facility. And they chose to do that. Took several years to negotiate that. We have a base agreement, which is an indefinite, but as part of that, there's 10-year renewals where we can renegotiate terms. And so the initial contract was issued in 2007 and expires later this year. But we really we've made some adjustments over time. That's a growing area. We have seen a good growth in that area. We've allowed them a significant amount of space within the wastewater treatment plant. We added a lot of customers, and the customers will continue to grow so they can participate in upgrades along with our own folks. They do pay a higher fee, obviously, for being part of our system. In 2016, we had about $300,000 in revenue and about $245,000 in expenses. So we did have some net revenue. They do contract with us to operate their transfer station there, their pumping station. So we maintain that. We did extend our own main. We had some annexation out there in the Heritage East component of that. And so one of the things that this agreement does, put some responsibilities on them in this updated renewal for specific sanitary sewer design standards, some sanitary sewer overflow and bypass reporting, inspections and testings, a maintenance program, annual reporting, and then utility master plan update. So it's been a good relationship, and I think it will continue to be.
Let's go to that final break. Say goodbye to the mayor. Good luck. Have a good trip to Fort Riley.
Absolutely. Enjoy your morning.
And we will continue momentarily with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. You're listening to In Focus, 537-1350.